Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There may be no team in the NFL that has given the Patriots more consistent fits over the last several years than the Baltimore Ravens, and two of those encounters have come in the postseason. This Sunday, the Ravens host the Colts in the wild card round, a Ravens win coupled with a Bengals win over the Texans, and Baltimore comes here to New England once again. Here's the second of our three potential opponent previews, the fourth-seeded Baltimore Ravens. It's the fifth year under head coach John Harbaugh, and the fifth year for quarterback Joe Flacco, and it's the fifth straight season in the playoffs for that duo. They're still looking for the first Super Bowl berth of the Harbaugh-Flacco era, and this year's quest begins with a home game against the new darlings of the NFL, Indy. Baltimore was once 9-2 this season, but lost four of its last five and just hung on to capture the AFC North. But a midweek development will perhaps inject some life into the Ravens. Ray Lewis's retirement announcement. How's that to try to gain the emotional edge over Chuck Pagano's Colts? If the Ravens rally around a final playoff run for Ray, watch out. That could trump any of Baltimore's offensive or defensive deficiencies that have been exposed in the last third of the season. Recent history between the Pats and Ravens is intense. This season, Week 3, the Pats let a fourth-quarter lead slip away and lost on a last-second field goal.
Got the snap, ball down, the kick is up. The kick is good, and the game is over, and the Patriots lose by a point.
Last year's AFC Championship game, the Pats prevailed when Billy Cundiff missed what would have been the game-tying field goal. Add in an overtime win by the Pats in the 2010 regular season, and one of the worst playoff debacles in recent Patriots history 3 years ago, and there's no shortage of storylines for a potential Pats-Ravens divisional round game. The Pats' offensive line would be in for a challenge as always, making sure Tom Brady doesn't get knocked off his feet. Some of Brady's worst quarterback ratings the last few years have come against Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, and the Ravens. Ray Lewis may be considered the heart and soul of the Ravens, but the team needs to and should be run through the other Ray, Ray Rice. In two of the Ravens' crushing losses down the stretch to Pittsburgh and Denver, Rice had fewer than 30 combined touches. The All-Pro running back is in his prime, is dynamic as a rusher and as a receiver, and simply needs the ball in his hands for the Ravens to progress in the postseason. Flacco has had a mediocre season, and a coordinator change late in the year didn't spark the offense. It's about Ray Rice, the catalyst for the Ravens. We previewed the Colts on Wednesday. This was the Ravens, and that leaves us with the Houston Texans, the final one of the Patriots' three potential opponents for next week. We'll look at the Texans on Friday. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.